Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Hello, Smooth Drama Ikes, Dick Hugger.
Yummy, not Dick Hugger.
No, I'm not done talking yet. Stop interrupting me.
Okay.
I was saying this is Dick Hugger and Butter Pecan before you interrupted me. I know I'm not Dick Hugger, shoot. I know the difference.
You've been one in the past.
I've been a dick?
No, a hugger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We all have.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Not too much.
No.
Smooth drama ice.
Smooth drama ice. Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever.
Anyway, as always, want to hear from you. But first, we want to say we got an extra special guest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We got.
What? Oh, you were telling me to say. Well, she's a young actress, singer, dancer, all in one, Amber Renee. We're going to interview her on the show and we're gonna play, hopefully we can play a couple of her songs because we did receive a couple of them. But the girl can do it all. Act, sing, dance, dance.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Nah, I read a few other things that she can do that I'm going to ask her about.
What's that?
I can't tell you that.
Why?
Until
we get her on the show?
Yep.
All right. I guess I can wait.
You guess?
I guess.
All right.
I guess I have no choice.
Well, as always, we want to hear from y'all. So, in order to call us, you can break us off a call. I'm sounding like Keanu Reeves as I talk.
Yeah, you do.
That was smooth, huh? You like that, huh?
No, it's quite irritating.
Okay.
I don't think the boy can act.
Doesn't matter.
But whatever. But you can give us a call. 346-929. Go ahead.
2037.
Or you can email us at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Or you can also send an email with a phone shop to dick@smoothdrama.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Once again, I got to say, I want to see female phone shop.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if we ever mentioned this, but you can also stay connected to us on Facebook. We have Smooth Drama and Twitter, Smooth Drama. Just look up Smooth Drama. Or you can go to our social networking site and you can connect by going to smoothdrama.meaning.com. I did notice a lot of our members do not have photos up. We want to see you. Isn't that right, Dick?
Do we really?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's a rhetorical question. Do we really want to see you?
Yes, we want to see some photos of you posted on the site, on your profile. You know, you guys need to load some content so that you're connecting with everybody else. Staying connected, loading your videos, loading photos, songs, etc., blogs. We want to hear from you.
Definitely.
So we'd like to see you, too.
I see you.
So please, go to smoothdrama.ning.com, or you can go to smoothdrama.com. You can go in either way. join our social networking site and check out other smooth drama ites. Ites?
Yeah, don't do that.
Right. So what do you have on the slate today, Mr. Hugger?
Well, first, get to talk about your favorite lady of all time, Octomom.
Octomom.
Just when you thought it was safe, when you thought Octomom was gone for good, nope. Octomom is back.
She pregnant again?
But the funny thing is, Octomom is now sponsored by PETA. And guess how she's sponsored by PETA?
How?
Octomom is promoting birth control for your pet.
Oh, PETA, pet people.
Yes, the pet people. Yes.
She's promoting, you're kidding,
yes.
After having 14 kids?
Yes, outside of her house in La Habra, California, she has a banner reading, "Don't let your dog or cat become an Octomom. All spray or neuter."
You're kidding.
Nope.
That's what she should have done in the very beginning.
I don't know. Can you spray or neuter a human?
Shit, she could. Oh, my God. So they're sponsoring her.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how are they sponsoring her? What are they doing?
They gave her $5,000.
To do what?
To put that sign in her front yard.
Oh, so basically they're using her yard for advertising space.
Yeah, because I guess there are some people who can't believe that she has 14 kids and they just drive by and they just stand in front of her house and look, I guess.
Okay.
Kind of retarded.
Yeah.
But, hey, if that's what y'all like, she got 14 kids. I mean, my grandma had 12, and I don't think there was anybody that was standing outside her house.
Yeah, well, is it because she had them by, what is it?
Artificial insemination?
Yes.
I guess. But she's got 14 kids. It's not really something that's a spectacle. Unless you the daddy.
14 kids. 14 kids.
Yeah, 14 kids. That's it. Oh, but wait. I gotta say, not only did she get the $5,000 from Peter, she also got a whole month's supply of veggie hot dogs and veggie burgers.
A month's supply.
A month's supply. I don't know how many that is, but...
Okay. And she's okay with all of that?
I'm guessing that she'll take anything she can get as far as support. Hold on. We got a caller. Caller, you're on the air.
Caller.
Hello, caller.
We hear you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Mm-hmm. You want to speak up, caller? We can barely hear you.
Hello.
Hello. Did you have a question?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you for the call, caller.
She wanted to call and talk to you.
Yeah, I know. I thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Speaking of which, for those who are watching me live, they see I got the shades on. There's a reason why I have my shades on at night, because I read a story that was just funny for no reason. There's a guitarist from a group, Tokyo Hotel.
That's the name of the group?
That's the name of the group. They're on tour. They're a multi-platinum group out of Germany. Homie had a problem. He sort of got ill from taking too many Viagra tablets, and he couldn't see straight for days.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess what happened was a guy told me, hey, take a Viagra. He says, look, do I look like somebody needs help with that? And they said, no, but you should try it anyway. So he popped one. Then, I guess over time, he popped a few more.
Oh.
Yep. And he said he popped probably too many. And the next morning, he said his head was pounding and everything in front of his eyes was blurry.
Okay.
Now, my thing was this. The only reason why I brought this up was, one, if you're performing a rock concert, I didn't know that was why you would use Viagra. You know, I thought it was for one thing, but obviously, I was wrong. I guess it can make your performances, like, really blood-raising, curdling, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And he took a few more. I'm thinking, maybe in his defense, maybe he thought that the first one was Viagra and the rest of them were Tic Tac.
Right. I doubt it, but go on.
That's it. I just wanted to talk about that.
Why?
Because he popped a whole bunch of them for no reason whatsoever.
Well, there was a reason.
Why you're performing? This wasn't after he was performing. This is while he was performing, and we talking about performing on stage.
Right.
Yeah. Kind of retarded. That was all.
You think?
Just a little bit. Got one last thing though before we get to the song. You know how we have hard times right now. Everything's not going as well. There's an Irish pub in Manhattan that decided they wanted to do something good for the people, so they opened up a job center in the bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just see disaster in that.
Just a little bit. But, you know, they said that, hey, you know, they had a second floor and it wasn't really being used. So they said, because we care about people, they put on the second floor an unemployment center.
In a bar.
Think. The majority of the people who go to bars are, you know, out of work anyway.
Unemployed.
Yeah. So, you can go and have a drink.
And what was the success rate of that?
I'm probably going to guess like 1% maybe.
Oh, they didn't tell you what the success rate was on that?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to guess for the bar, the success rate is probably 200%.
Yeah. But for the job rate?
The job rate, I mean, if they even got upstairs. Like, you can go there like, yeah, I'm looking for a job. Unemployment center on the second floor. All right. I'll get up there after I have my
drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a sneaky suspicion that's the reason why they put that there.
Well, yeah, probably.
Just a sneaking suspicion.
Yeah. Well, alrighty then. We're going to go ahead and play the first song by Amber Renee, Mr. Hugger. Will you please do the honors of hitting the button?
All right.
Oh, okay. Oh!
Song by Amber Renee. I believe that song is called Helicopter. What do you think?
Something like that.
Something like that. Kind of like a clubby dance song.
Is like.
A clubby dance song. What do you think?
I got a little sweat.
Were you dancing like a helicopter?
I don't know how helicopters dance.
Going round and round.
Yeah, and I don't think I ever want to dance in a helicopter.
No? Like a helicopter?
We in New Orleans, we have to dance the airplane.
Oh, airplane.
Yeah. No, I can't remember what it was, but it was the airplane.
Okay. So we're going to give Amber a call. You asked it. That one likes the song.
Excuse
me?
You can't dance, though.
Who's sad?
Dude, you know you can't dance.
You've never seen me dance.
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't
dance. Call Amber right now. Somebody asked you, dude.
No, I'm not.
Who's asking you? Shit. That's what you think.
That's what I know.
I don't think so.
Hello?
This is Amber.
Hi, this is Amber.
Hi there. Did you hear us play your song?
Did I what?
Did you hear us play your song?
Oh, yes.
And it's, it is called Helicopter, right?
Yes.
Okay. Where did you get the idea for that song?
Well, actually, someone else wrote it for me. And I like dance songs. So I'm really upbeat and I love to dance. So I thought it'd be good to make something unique. And it's different, the lyrics and everything. So,
so do you dance around your house to that song?
Oh, yes.
See, my co-host, Mr. Hugger, breaking out of sweat, huh?
Hey, I like the song.
See, you're going to ask the DJ to play it all the time now, huh?
Yeah, no problem. See, unlike some other co-hosts on the show, I can actually dance. I don't know, man.
You and your afro need some help.
Okay. So, Amber.
Yes.
I mean, you got a nice voice. I like your rhythm. And I know I read a little bio, how you started off at 12, singing national anthems and dancing and performing. How does that feel when you're performing?
It feels great. I just feel like it's home, like I belong on stage. It just feels really nice. And I love to be in front of people and just showcase my talent.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
I know in one of our bloggers was asking how old you are. Do you want to feel your age?
I just turned 19.
Okay.
Who was the blogger that asked that?
He's my number one fan.
They should know never to ask a lady her age.
But that's why I politely asked. Mm-hmm. I asked if you wanted revealed, because I know how y'all are about your age.
I know. So how did you get into dancing?
Well, I've been dancing since I was young. So, like, my family, my mom, she was a dancer.
Oh.
So I get it from her, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So were you, like, winning dance contests and all type of contests when you were performing?
Well, we would do, I'd always make dance steps with my sister, and then we'd perform them, like, in front of our neighborhood, and then we'd get other people involved and just make one big dance step for people to see, so that was really fun.
Oh, you're going to break out the new electric slide, then. So are your brothers and sisters singers and dancers and actors?
My brother, he's a dancer. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, so have you performed any concert?
No.
Not yet?
Not yet. I want to. I'm going to.
You working on your world tour?
Yeah.
And Renee, world tour. There you go.
Yeah.
We started off in San Diego, right?
Excuse me?
We can start it off in San Diego.
Oh, yeah. San Diego's good.
Yeah, Butter's trying to get free tickets, that's all.
Oh, please. I want to see Mr. Hugger get up and dance on stage to the song.
I can do mine.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about that. I can do mine. Now, I want to ask, this ain't about me. This is about Amber.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Amber here. Now, Amber, when you're talking about putting together a show and dancing and singing and whatnot, who do you base your style off of?
I'd say it's like a mix of Janet and Aaliyah and Beyonce. It's just a mix of, I like to dance like their different styles. I like to do all that. So it's like a combination of that and a little bit of my own, so. That's like how I like to guess.
Okay.
All right. So, as somebody coming up, what do you think of music nowadays? Like, who do you listen to? Like, who are you checking for when you're listening to music?
Well, I love Beyonce, so I'm always listening to Beyonce's music. Music that just makes me feel good, nothing that has a negative message.
Right.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so when is your album coming out?
I don't know yet. Soon, though.
So if I wanted to hear your music, though, right now, where could I go?
You could go to my MySpace page. It's amberreneemusic.com, and it's on there also.
Okay. Have you acted in anything? Or do you prefer acting over singing or singing over dancing? What do you prefer?
Well, I prefer to sing and dance. Like perform on stage, but I do love to act. So either one, whichever like jumps up at me first, that's the one I'm gonna do. But I would prefer to sing and perform.
All right, now I of course reading your bio, I read Division I basketball.
Uh oh.
And I can tell you, there is no bigger basketball guy in the West Coast than me.
No, there isn't.
So,
yeah.
What position?
Point guard.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. I'm in the point.
Yeah.
Okay, so who you play for?
Cal State Bakersfield. I broke a record at the school for making the most threes in a game.
Oh, look at that now. Oh, just want to get you on the court.
Hey, I'm here to 22. We can have a 3-point contest.
I've seen you play basketball.
Okay.
Oh. You know, you're not young anymore.
Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Kick your butt.
So, what are you still playing at Cal State Bakersfield?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who are you going for in the final?
It's all about the Lakers for me.
Lakers! Uh-huh!
I love the Lakers.
Another Lakers fan.
Yes.
Why?
How come I'm...
Why? Laker!
About that.
I don't see the Pacers anywhere.
Anyway. Don't go there.
Yeah. Okay.
I have the Celtics winning it all this year.
Celtics?
Yes, I said.
No.
Yes, I said.
I don't think so.
No.
I have the Celtics winning it all. Now I also hear and read that you're a gymnast.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah.
Now what kind of gymnastics are you doing?
Well, I used to be a gymnast from, like, 3 to, 11. And, like, I could still do backflips and aerials. I still flip around the house, so.
I bet your parents like that.
Not so much, but, you know, they're fine with it, though. They don't.
So, you seem to keep very busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you do on your downtime?
Downtime, sing or read a book. I love to read.
Oh.
Probably hang with my brother. Yeah, he's 13, so he likes hanging out with me. Yeah.
Nice.
That's about it, really.
Y'all in the backyard.
Yeah, he plays basketball, too.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
What does he play?
Basketball.
What position?
Oh, point guard. Yeah.
Okay. So now I'm talking about I'm gonna come check out the game.
Okay.
I gotta check out the game. I gotta see. You know, you're
gonna show up.
I'm gonna check you out. I'm gonna say I knew her before she got to the WNBA. Think about it. You can hit the home run. You can be a platinum artist,
WNBA dancer, actress.
Yes. Yeah.
Nobody got nothing on you.
I know.
How old are you?
Shoot.
Oh, 19.
No, I think how tall are you?
Oh, how tall? Oh, I'm 5'5".
That's it?
Yeah.
Well, she's only 5'5".
You can't play point guard at 5'5"?
Well, I would say taller, but wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, when you're writing a song, what comes to mind when you think about as a songwriter?
Just things that are going on in my life. I like to write about things like that, and I don't know, just things that make you feel good, or like whatever I feel, just write it down, and then just sing it and make it a song.
Okay.
Now, do you do most of your own writing?
I did a little bit for My Love Is Like, the slow song. But my mom, she also writes. She helps with that song.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a family thing.
Yeah, well, it's just mainly my mom and I. But, yeah.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Shoot.
Little Hump is good.
I want to know when you're going to go on tour, and I want to know about these games, because I want to check them out.
Okay.
You know, I'm serious, though. I'm going to show up at one of these games.
You'll know it's right. Him. He'll be the one in the big afro.
The afro? Okay.
He's going to show up, and he's going to want to interview you.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to see you perform too.
All right.
I know. Shoot, if you're doing backflips and aerials, you do that too. Shoot. That'd be one good show, don't you think?
Yeah, it would.
The backflip with the mic in your hand.
I don't think they use mics anymore. I think they use a headset.
Headset.
Okay. That wouldn't be a good idea either.
Well, there or the little earbuds.
Yeah.
See, you gotta keep up with technology, man.
I'm just saying, you don't think you can do that?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to see that.
Yeah.
No. I would want to see a show, though. I don't know about the whole basketball thing, but, you know, I'd want to see
a
show. Coming out to see a show would be cool. You know, have you ever performed at your school?
I did once for one of the rallies. It was a group thing, though.
Oh, okay.
We sang and danced.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, so do you do any crump dancing?
No, I don't know how to crump. I don't. I'm trying. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
Well, your son can teach you.
Yeah, my son's the crump dancer. He makes me tired just looking.
I know. That was tiring.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
She said she tried it.
Yeah, I tried. I can't do it. It doesn't work for me. I don't know how they throw their arms. I can't throw my arms like that.
Yeah, I know.
It looks like it hurts.
It looks like it hurts.
So, no, not, that's not for me either. But dancing like a helicopter, yeah, sure, anytime.
Okay. I'm not even going. Dancing like a helicopter.
Yeah, don't touch that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not touch that one.
That doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Sounds a little painful.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for you, in between playing Division I ball and and singing and acting and, where do you find time to study and just be a normal teenager?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's busy. I'm busy always. But, I find time to hang out with my friends and go to the movies. And, like, Shrek is coming out. I really want to see Shrek.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, don't feel ashamed because I want to see Shrek forever.
Okay, cool.
I'm a sneak in kid, and I'm pretending like I'm taking my little niece or something. Like,
mm-hmm.
Hey, come on, let's go see Shrek.
Yeah, and then act like the good uncle. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how that goes.
Yeah, because if I just show up as a grown man going to see Shrek, they like,
who cares?
They grow.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'd probably bring my brother with me. He wants to see it, too.
Oh, see? Well, the 13? He's 13, right?
Yeah, he's 13.
Now, does he like to sing and dance?
He's more of a dancer. He loves to jerk.
Oh.
The thing the guys are doing now, he's jerking and rejecting, all that stuff, he does it all the time.
Oh, is there a dance called rejecting?
Yeah, it's called the reject or something. I think it's, the reject.
Never heard of that.
It's something like that. He's always doing that around the house.
Now, I got to ask you then, with all these rappers and singers coming out with their dances and whatnot, what you gonna do? You gotta step your game up.
Yeah.
Are we gonna get an Amber Renee? Are you gonna break out the helicopter?
Yeah, there you go.
You wanna know?
Yeah, well, I wanna do dances where, like, a dance that everyone can do. I don't wanna do something that's hard and no one can follow. But there are times when I wanna do a dance that's, like, so, like, tight, like, it's hard to do. Like, you can't just watch and be like, oh, I can do that. I want it to be, like, really crisp.
Hmm.
Okay. Well,
so,
I'm saying that.
Just a mixture.
I want to see your dance. I want to see the
email.
Hey,
okay.
Smooth drama. The Amber Renee, the helicopter, or whatever it is. Or the 3-point shot dance, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Like a 3-point shot dance or something. No,
I think she could do better with the helicopter.
But yeah, the helicopter.
I'm just saying.
I see that breaking out of the club, the helicopter.
Hey, you'll be the new internet phenomenon. Like, man, did you see that dance, the helicopter?
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll be looking for that.
Okay.
On YouTube.
All right, because I'm going to do my third Al Yankovic parody of it.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. You got to put it on YouTube, too, then.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Oh, come on now.
Anyway. Oh, the dancing challenge should not say anything.
Right. Not dance challenged.
Okay. You say so.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Well, I want to say once again before we go, tell people where they can catch you, where we can hear your music.
Oh, you can go to MySpace. Amber Williams, Amber Renee Williams, .com, and you go on MySpace to find my songs.
Okay.
Cool. We're going to play one more of your songs.
Okay.
And, for everyone to hear. Now, we did play Helicopter, and we hope y'all like that. So we're going to, I don't know which one we're going to play. I think we'll play track one. I didn't get names of the songs, but we're going to go ahead and play another song here. But we want to thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
And keep us informed of where you're going to be You know, where are you going to play basketball? Because, you know, Dick wants to go and see your game.
Okay.
So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Nice
Have
talking to you.
Have a good evening. Good night.
Okay. You too. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Let's see. Let's plan the track one. I'm not sure what.
Hold on. We got a call.
We have a call. Okay. Stop. Okay.
Carly, you're on the air?
Hello?
Hello, caller?
I hear you. No?
Caller?
Yes.
Guess not. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
How you doing? Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Okay. Are we having technical difficulties?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so what's going on? You're on the air. We can't hear you. Okay, well, you can try and call back. See if that'll work. Mr. Hugger?
All right.
Dude, let's play the song.
All right, play the song. Play the song, go once. Play the song, go twice. All right. Butter. All right. I think we're experiencing technical difficulties beyond our control. In the meanwhile, in between trying to fix our difficulties, want to make a comment to you Lakers fans. I, myself, am not a Lakers fan. Most people who listen to this show know this. I don't necessarily hate the Lakers per se. I'm more of a, I don't like Kobe Bryant type guy. You know what I'm saying? He is not good for me. Right. Hello? All right. So, anyway, I don't understand the fascination with the Lakers. I guess I understand it to a degree, but I don't. And I probably shouldn't waste my time talking about them. So,
Yeah. What are the difficulties then?
Yeah.
Are we playing the song?
We don't have the song to play.
Oh, I do. Ready?
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on there.
Yeah, I don't even know.
Oh,
welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host Dick Hugger and Butter Pecan.
That was that. Amber Renee.
Yeah. I like her, and she's a point guard.
She's doing all kinds of things, isn't she?
Point guard.
Yeah. Other than that.
Sing. You know.
Sing, dance, damn.
Right.
Damn.
Little package.
I know. Shoot.
Now we can go from the good in the world
to
the fourth. I'm in the bad in the world.
Oh, no.
You know, we gotta talk about haters.
Haters.
These haters that's in the house.
What about them?
Milwaukee.
Uh-oh. What happened in Milwaukee?
A bar owner in a little trouble with the federal government.
Uh-oh.
Homie was videotaped burning a statue of President Obama. And the whole thing was videotaped.
Okay. And?
He can't explain why the bartender torched the statue of the president to a cheering crowd.
So what did they do to him?
Well, the federal government is investigating, but it was a bar, what they call West Alley's. They were shouting and laughing as the bartender just burnt up the statue for the crowd.
Okay, so what, do they think he's a terrorist?
I don't know.
They're investigating him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's one of the many threats against our president's life.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, the whole burning your president. I don't recall anybody ever burning Bush's effigy.
No, I don't remember either.
Yes, and I'm trying to think of any time anybody was outside any of his speaking engagement with guns.
No.
What?
I don't remember any of that either.
Yeah. Okay, no, George Bush is a monkey t-shirt.
I didn't see that one either.
Yeah, for some reason, the guy who fucked up the country.
They didn't get anything on him.
He got nothing. He had to go to another country for somebody to say,
yeah,
you bad. And threw a shoe.
What
at
country was? Oh, that's right. That's right.
Remember the guy threw two shoes at?
That was funny.
Right. But here, nothing.
Yeah, I know.
He fucked up this country.
Americans are stupid.
But, I mean, the guy who takes over the mess and, you know,
tries to clean it up.
Well, and not to say that I'm agreeing with all his politics or whatnot, but
yeah.
Burning the effigy?
Right.
Really? That's haterism. Haterism! Yeah. And on to the hate. You know, we talk about the bailouts that he basically fucked up and did. D.R. Horton Incorporated, a home builder, one of the housing execs that were bailed out by this country, by you and I, they got $3.9 billion.
For what?
As a part of the bailout. Yep. What they do when they got the $3.9 billion?
What?
Paid off 53% of its workers.
What?
Yep. And after they did that, their chairman, he made $17.6 million from 2007 to 2009 as His annual compensation jumped. Compensation. Say it right. His annual compensation jumped from $2 million to $7.6
million. Something is definitely wrong there.
Now, it's funny how the CEOs, and they do a breakdown here, at in this is an article from MSNBC, where during 2007 to 2009, the top 10 CEOs in the United States of the biggest home builders,
yeah,
they all averaged about $6 million a year.
Huh.
Total compensation. It rose from $2 million to $6 million. Nobody protesting. Not nary a one.
Interesting.
Nobody's burning those guys in effigy for some strange reason.
Right. But yet they want to give President Obama.
Yeah.
This country is a little screwed up, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's what we talk about. When we talk about the haters, like I said, we always want to talk about the haters. And we want to talk about the people who are haters who never go after the real people. As I keep saying over and over and over again, all the people who are mad at the illegal immigrants, but are never mad at the people who hire them.
Right. Interesting.
Another game is that. Are they going to burn SB? You know, the people who bust open all that oil. They said now Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, says that the oil is not miles away from the shore.
Yeah, it's close.
The oil is on the shore.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, scientists are saying that the water, well, it's not even scientists, it's just people saying the water is like chocolate syrup.
Oh, wow.
Now, picture that. Anybody mad at them? I haven't seen nary a person out there protesting these oil drilling companies. They're about to ruin the whole Gulf of Mexico. The whole Gulf of Mexico is just going to be like a giant tar pit. All crab, no more crab, no more crawfish. All that shit is done. You know, and I'm a Louisiana guy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going down there this summer, and I can't even eat seafood. And it will be done. Yeah.
Are you going down there this summer?
Yeah. And I'm going to take pictures. You know, it's sad. It's sad that, you know, we have an ecological disaster here that's unparalleled.
Huh.
But people aren't going to burn in effigy, none of the people involved in that.
Right.
And when prices go up on stuff, are they gonna talk about them companies that allowed that shit to happen? When the tourism goes down from Louisiana, Mississippi, all the way to the Gulf Coast in Florida, and they lose millions of dollars, you know who they're gonna blame?
Us.
No, they're gonna blame Obama. It's Obama's fault.
Oh, wow.
Think about it. You know it's coming. He went down, he swam down there and planted the bomb because he is a terrorist who is not from this country. So he went down there, he put the bomb on there and blew it up. You know, climbed back to Air Force One,
Right.
Is that the kind of terror to you?
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm saying it. But that's what somebody would say. I wouldn't be shocked if they weren't saying it now that Obama did it.
Right.
Trying to ruin America. That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
People who never go to the store. Why y'all want to go to the store? Why y'all want to scapegoat? Somebody ain't got nothing to do with it. It's like me punching you in the face, but you get mad at the person that basically just allowed me to live in this state. Don't blame me. It seems like we just never blame the right people.
No, we don't.
And we had a whole war about that. I think it's just an American thing. Something in the water or something. You can't blame the right people.
Right. So true.
Can we get some common sense? Just a little bit?
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Well, you know, we've been waiting for that for a long time.
I don't think it's coming. I'm thinking common sense that left the building.
Never know.
They made something from common sense to common.
Huh. Don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stop preaching.
Get off your soapbox.
I'm getting off my soapbox. I'm just saying, y'all. If y'all want to get somebody, you want to burn somebody, burn the right person. Get the right person.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, we want to thank everybody for tuning in. We want to definitely thank Amber Renee for being here. And until next time, it's your co-host, Dick Hugger and Bada Pecan. See you next time.
Oh, holla.
Holla.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys
move.
Drama.